This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, I'm Julia. Welcome to this podcast. Did you know that OD volunteers make Joy podcasts happen? So does your financial support. Support Joy, this radiothon. Go to our website and join or renew your membership. Head to joy.org.au now.
Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track, and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast, brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine with David Macca McCarthy.
Good morning, I'm Tas Musafiriadis. It's Saturday the 9th of June. And here we are for another Ripper Show, live across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au and, of course, on podcast. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy's longest-running flagship news, current affairs and lifestyle program, presenting an ever-changing mix of views and voices and all framed within a queer perspective. Mac is on leave again today, and my co-host this week, it could have been a homo host, my co-host this week is the wonderful Bronwyn Pike, former Member of Parliament and Senior Victorian Government Minister. Bronwyn is a regular guest and a co-host on Saturday Magazine, a supporter of Joy and our community, and a great friend.
It's going to be a really full morning, but, you know, I have to start my comments, Tas, by saying how really upset I was this morning to hear about Anthony Bourdain's death. And coming on top of Kate Spade, you know, two very sort of high-profile people who, you know, from the outside world look to have made it, look to have everything, you know, the a lot of people aspire to.
And a suicide.
And both, you know, suicides. And it's interesting because I've been sort of, some of my work this week, I've been focusing in on this thing called the Loneliness Project. And there's
From the UK?
Yeah.
Fabulous project.
And there's now an Australian chapter of the Loneliness Project. And there's you know, a huge body of research and a lot of work that's been done on social isolation. You know, obviously, people like Robert Putnam from the Kennedy School of Government at Harvard, you know, with his groundbreaking book Bowling Alone, which, you know, really talks about, you know, the fact that we've moved from communal to sort of, you know, the we to the I, really. And, you know, when you actually look at it very closely, people are becoming more isolated, and loneliness, social isolation, these are really, really big issues in our
community. And, of course, the flip side of that, Bronwyn, is that social connectedness is a protective factor against depression and anxiety.
Oh, and physical and cancer.
Of course, and suicide.
Health. And so, you know, to sort of to read about these and you know, I mean, I know there's all the kind of media hype, you know, Anthony Bourdain, you know, he's really famous and look what happened. But underneath it all, he's just a human being and obviously an incredibly unhappy human being. And, you know, that I find that troubling.
It is troubling. Mm. Now, Bronwyn, before we launch into the show any further, we just need to remind our listeners that we're in the middle of Radiothon.
We are.
So we'd love you to renew your membership.
And we're on air, but we're on air, but we don't run on air.
Bro, we don't say that anymore. We've moved on. What we now say is that we're 25 years proud.
Oh.
So renew your membership, make a donation. Last week, Macca and our very own president managed to make a substantial matching of donations, and we did raise $14,500. But we have had a message, and we've had a membership renewal this morning. The lovely Mark from Atwood. I don't know where Atwood is.
I don't know. Where's Atwood?
Atwood. Mark
from
Atwood.
It's not Ashwood.
No, it says Atwood.
Mm.
Okay. A-T-T-W-O-D. Anyway, Mark, we love you, Mark. Mark says, I love Saturday Mag, favourite program of the week. He's just renewed his membership and we are really pleased to have you back, Mark. And we've had a lovely message from Chris. Chris says, when talking about suicide, don't forget to give the Lifeline number.
Good call, Chris. Q-Live. Good call.
Thank you, Chris. We will look those up and make sure that we do communicate those to our listeners. Mm, yeah. So, sign up, make donations, because we're 25 years proud.
That's right.
So, Bron, how's your week been?
Oh, look, it's been great. Yeah, I've had a number of board meetings this week, but I was actually up in Canberra the last couple of days. I chair Uniting Care Australia, which is the network of all of the Uniting Church welfare services. Very pleased to say one of our organisations in New South Wales is the first aged care organisation in the country to get the Rainbow Tick, which is all about inclusion in our organisations, particularly in aged care, which is kind of a field that you often don't hear about. So, yeah, we, you know, are very large, the largest provider of community services in the country.
That's a pretty impressive effort, Bron.
Yeah. And,
pretty impressive.
And that's where we were kind of really talking about, you know, some of the really innovative things that we want to get involved in that kind of go beyond the normal service delivery to really trying to get under, you know, what are some of the really big challenges for disadvantaged people in our community and how can we just move beyond welfare to really trying, you know, to build a better society and
so
a better
while you're
community.
Out there trying to save lives and build a stronger
world,
society.
Yeah. And had a very nice dinner at the Ottoman restaurant, actually.
Well,
Turkish fair in sunny Canberra.
I managed to attend the opening of the MoMA exhibition last night at the National Gallery of Victoria.
I was stuck on a plane.
I've got to say, I mean, the exhibition's fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, it took me right back to my Year 12 art history textbook.
Mm.
Do you remember that Gombrich's Handbook of Contemporary Art?
No, not really. I was too busy doing English and history.
Oh, okay. Well, all those paintings and all those artists were represented in that exhibition. It really is worth
seeing. Were you one of those sort of wafty kids at school that did all the easy subjects? Suppose you did.
Coming from a former education minister and a teacher, that is really bad.
I ought to know better.
That is really bad. I just got to remind our listeners that if you are feeling at all like you need to speak with somebody, you can call Lifeline 02-6215-9400.
And I will give a shout out to the federal government who gave Lifeline a big boost of funding, actually.
And they also continued QLife's funding.
Yeah.
QLife is the LGBTI counselling information and peer-based referral service, 1800 184 527. And you are listening to Saturday Magazine with Bronwyn Pike and myself, Tass. We're going to just chew the fat for a little bit.
Sure. You know, Tass, as I'm sitting here, you know, people know that our Joy Studios are in Bourke Street and I can see the steps of Parliament House. There's a big demo up there. And it's interesting. It is another...
What's the demo?
It's against animal cruelty. It's about demonstrating against the trade in livestock. Livestock. And I just think this, again, following on from our conversation with Misha, you know, this has become a real rallying point and a lot of people in the community...
Do you mean animal rights?
Animal rights. You know, it's a growing movement. And I guess it's really, again, shows that, you know, if people feel really passionate about something, they can be kind of called to action and they can demand that there'll be some kind of change. I often, you know, I'm not necessarily against an animal rights focus. I certainly think, you know, animal cruelty is a terrible thing.
I've heard the argument that the way we treat animals is an indicator of our human rights.
Well, it is. In fact, there's actually quite a lot of research that actually shows that children who are cruel to animals, that this is often an early warning system that they're acting out, that they may have in fact been abused. abuse themselves, and they're not abusing other people or children, but they actually, the first step is the abuse of an animal. But I guess what I was really trying to say is that, you know, sometimes I feel disappointed that people don't become as passionate about the fact that, you know, we've got incredible growing levels of child poverty in this country, you know, that we've got a lot of
cruelty. Or that we have enormous inequality in our society.
Yeah, and we've got...
Whether it be gender inequality or racial inequality.
And cruelty to other human beings. But nevertheless, you know, I'm reading a book at the moment called New Power, which has been written by the international person who started up GetUp.
And what's that about?
And, oh, look, it's fascinating. It really is about the old paradigms of power and authority and the ways of trying to influence power and how completely changing. And the book is a number of illustrations, and don't ask me to pull one out of my head right now because I can't remember, but a number of illustrations of, you know, ways in which basically social media. And I always give the example of Rosie Batty here because, you know, for years and years, people have been running shelters, they've been campaigning against domestic violence, they've been trying to change the law, they've been going to government and asking for money for services and all of that. And then along comes a Rosie Batty. One incident, of course, you know, one amongst thousands, really, and yet somehow it captures the public imagination. We have a royal commission. We have millions of dollars devoted to, you know, so there is something about, you know, the way power is being exercised in our community and the mistrust of the normal patterns and institutions and social media's got a lot to do with it too.
There you go. There you go. So, Bron, I mean, I did hear a great interview on Radio National. Actually,
from the New Power book,
with the author, and it was it's actually worth listening to. Mm. He was a very sprightly and delightful young man who was just full of beans and full of ideas, and he actually said that the way in which power is now created and generated is very different to the way in which it was created, say, even a decade ago.
That's right.
I need to say that this morning we've had a number of messages from listeners about Anthony Bourdain's death.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was a suicide. We do know that.
Mm.
And
the man was only 61.
Yeah, very young man.
And at the peak of his sort of career and popularity and...
So we've had 317 comment on this morning. James Smith has just come back with another comment. He was a supporter of LGBTI rights and equality and did engage in this debate around the cake maker.
Yes.
Now, I don't know a lot about that, but I'd be very interested to hear from our listeners.
He was also a supporter of human rights and was well known for a program that he actually did on the West Bank and, you know, really trying to raise issues of the conflict in that area and, you know, the need to have more information about what was happening to the Palestinian people.
Any suicide is an absolute loss.
Yeah.
Very sad, and it shouldn't occur.
But it does stir up things in people, and that's why we also say to people that if, you know, this raises issues for you, then please call Lifeline.
Or call QLife. Yeah. Lifeline is 02-6215-9400, and you can call QLife on 1-800-184-527. On a completely different subject, Bronwyn.
Yep.
At last night's opening of the MoMA exhibition, this is a loan of 200 plus pieces that came from the Museum of Modern Art.
Yeah,
in New
I can't
York.
Wait to see it. It'll be
the opening. The opening speeches. You know, normally I find speeches, you know, they can just drag on a bit, and I did think to myself, you know, there was the chair of the board of the National Gallery, you had
the
director of the National Gallery, you had the premier present, the minister for the arts, you had the guy who was heading up the MoMA exhibition. This is going to be a long roll call of speeches.
Was there a lot of champagne?
Well, there was a bit to drink, but you couldn't take it into the gallery itself.
No, so that's right. So
I have to say, though, that the standout speech was actually our very own premier speech. It really was. It was engaging. It was sprightly, and he made some really interesting comments. In the end, I left feeling quite proud to be a Victorian, to be a Melburnian. He did say that an exhibition like that will only happen in Melbourne, and it'll happen in Melbourne because we are a progressive and a thinking people.
Mm.
And I thought that was a really nice way to be described. I felt feeling really quite positive
about
that.
It is true. And that's why I'm always quite disappointed when I see in some public policy areas where we seem to be, less progressive than we might have been in the past. So, for example, Victoria is a state that has the lowest incarceration rates of prisoners. We had the lowest number of young people in juvenile justice. We've got the lowest crime rate in the country. I think it's really important that we get more voices out in our public debate.
And do you think those...
about how we sustain that position and don't let it be eroded by the dog-whistling law and order people. And we have a much more sensible and holistic a position on, prevention of crime and dealing with matters at the source rather than a simplistic view that is basically lock them up and throw away
the key. And, Bronwyn, do you think those indicators are such because we are a different people?
I think there's a strong history of a nexus between the kind of things that Misha was talking about, the work in our big academic institutions, the longitudinal research projects that people have signed up to. I mean, this is the place of the Brotherhood of St. Lawrence, the Henderson Report. You know, this is the biggest biomedical precincts in the country and in some of the biggest in the world.
Yes, you're right.
They're here in Melbourne. We have a very strong sense of civil society here and a commitment to those things and the arts, and the Premier is absolutely right, the arts are a strong indication of that, but we've just got to work hard to make sure that we don't let it become eroded by people that just want simplistic solutions to complex problems. We're better than that.
When the Premier announced last night, well, didn't announce, he actually referred to it again, the announcement about the new contemporary art gallery to be built at the back of, I mean, the audience just erupted.
Mm.
Now, admittedly, it's an arts
audience. It was an arty audience, yeah.
But I've never heard that before, not in a national gallery. I mean, I've been to a number of those events and they're always a bit sedate, and people sit around sipping their champagne and carrying on. But this was like a real joy.
Celebration.
It was a real acknowledgement of an achievement that, finally we've got something really grouse happening. So I'm really looking forward
to that. That's fantastic, and it's a great announcement and a great vision for that whole precinct, and it brings people to our community and creates jobs and all that stuff's great as well as being nice to go and see.
I can't encourage our listeners enough. It's a fantastic exhibition. It really is a roll call of the best modernist artists you could ever imagine.
Mm.
Everybody should go there.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.